listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God, we thank God for you on today. This is Kingdom Sounds. This is a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise, located at 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. We thank God for you. We have this power couple that's back, Minister Alex and Prophetess Celeste. Oh, glory to God. And yesterday, Monday, we were talking about making God your source. Oh, glory to God. And Prophetess, she really emphasized that thing, making. Amen. I think it was her, or either was it you?
Close enough. You won.
Close enough.
It's fine.
I can't remember, but anyways, amen. But it's important that you make him. You know, make is a power word. Glory to God. I remember when I was a kid, my parents made me go to bed. Come on, they had the ability to do it. You have the ability to do it, to make God your source. Oh, glory to God. You know, especially I look out on the, sometimes when I'm driving here in Brevard County, and you know, sometimes you see people out on the corner that have no disability, but yet they're, you know, they have made the decision to become beggars and to beg. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Some of these people got more money than you got. Amen. My brother told me a story one day of this guy that he used to see begging all the time, and he saw him, he was in the bank, and he pulled out a big old giant wad of money. Praise God. And if I remember right, he had more money. He had a lot of money, right? And so he was a professional beggar, and he was making all of this money. And so anyways, praise God, we need to keep that in mind. We need discernment for this day and age. Amen. Because that's it. People want to make you their source. They're looking at you as a source. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says, if a man don't work, he don't eat. All right, I got this power couple back. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. And we definitely want to let you get their information. They're great ministers, praise and worship. They do praise and worship. You know, hopefully I can keep them tied down a little bit for some praise and worship at our church, you know, because my oldest son is leaving, you know. But anyways, that's up to the Lord, you know. He's the one that called the shots. How y'all doing?
Doing great. It's a wonderful day.
Happy to be here.
Wonderful day. Happy to be here. My name is James Smith. My middle name is Alex. Because I grew up here, everyone who's known me as a child calls me Alex, but my name is James Smith. This is my lovely wife of almost 8 months, Celeste.
Celeste Catherine. Originally from California, but have lived in many states in the United States the last 10 years.
We have a Valley girl in the house. Woo, woo,
yes.
Woo, Valley girl.
Valley. No.
She don't drag her words, though, like the Valley girl.
California girl, I like fish tacos, so yes, I like fish tacos.
Well, praise the Lord. So yesterday we were talking about, we started from this verse of scripture, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory.
Amen.
And in Christ Jesus. God's glory is rich. Glory represents the wealth of God, the weightiness of God, the ability. It's talking about the splendor, the majesty. It's talking about his light. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It speaks of his power. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so when we're talking about God's glory, there's no shortage in the glory of God. And so one of the things we were talking about, he's rich in healing. He's not going to heal me and then say, well, I got to save. I don't have enough for you today. Come on, he's rich. There was places that he went that everybody got healed. Come on. He's rich in healing. He's rich in strength. He's rich in peace. He's rich in joy. He's rich in love. He's just plain old rich. Amen. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The streets of heaven is paved with gold. Hallelujah. It's nothing for God to take a piece of gravel, golden gravel, and toss it down here into this dimension. Oh, glory to God. And so he is rich. And we want you to understand that. And so God want us to stop making, you know, if man is your source now, and you don't cut it out, and a little ways down the road something happened, you're going to still always be looking to man. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What's that verse of scripture that says, you know, those that are this, you know, let them remain that way. Those that are that.
Oh, those that are faithful, let them be faithful still. Those that are unjust, let them be unjust still. It's in Revelation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you don't want to be caught in that posture, and then you don't have the ability or the faith to look to man. Let me say this here. David started off looking at God. Come on.
Yes.
Looking for God was his source. Looking to God. But one day it came a time in 2 Samuel 24 where David, you know, got the looking at the bigness of his army and how powerful that his army was, and David said, you know, hey, let me count and see how many men I got. You know, sometimes it feels good to count your money, to look at your money. You know, praise God, I don't even know how much money is in my bank account. My wife the other day, we was having a discussion, and I was like, well, shoot, I don't know how much money is in the bank. Why? Because I'm not worried about how much money is in the bank. You know, God is my source. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, David got in trouble because David was looking to man. He was looking to the size of his army. Come on. Sometimes we're wondering, well, what's the hold up, God? What's going on here? God really knows that even though you're down there praying, oh, God, you're the one, I'm looking to you. And then you get up and you start trying to work this thing out, and you're looking to man. Praise God. And God wants to be your source. Oh, glory to God. Anybody got something to say?
Yeah. She pulled up this verse earlier, Psalms chapter 20, verse 7, where David said, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And that's what you have to make the decision to do. You have to make, just as we're talking about, you have to make him your source. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much money you need. It doesn't matter what you lack. Your source and your provision, you have to make the choice. It's going to be God and God alone. Because it is so easy. Because, you know, we live in the natural. You know, we live in a world where everything's based on what you see, hear, taste, touch, smell. And we as believers, we have put our faith in someone that we don't see. But we also understand, according to Hebrews chapter 11, that by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. By faith we understand that everything that you see was made by someone that you don't see. And so we have learned to put our trust in him. Because the natural systems of the earth, as we spoke about yesterday, the natural systems of the earth are either failing or they're being set to fail because politicians and world leaders are moving everything toward government control. Right. And so this is something my spiritual father
want you to depend upon them.
Exactly.
It's a culture of fear, too. Yeah. We have to understand that we're living in a culture of fear, which is at odds, enmity with God.
Yeah. Yes.
Because God is love.
Yeah.
And you have to have God's love. You have to have this word, God's love, put in you every day. If you're going to fight the culture of fear, because what is the culture of fear saying? Culture of fear is saying, put this in your body.
Yeah.
You know, don't ask any questions. They're just putting their science sticker on it. Do you understand? People need to understand is that they put their science sticker on a lot of things that have nothing to do with a valid creation.
That's good.
It actually doesn't work. God understands, like, if you go and buy a certain, you know, a Honda, you know, Honda Pilot, whatever it is, and there's a book that tells how that works. God understands how we work. Mm-hmm. That's why we need to cast off the fear of man, because it literally will snare us. Many people put things in their body that they literally are snared. Now they're snared and they have to go to the doctor just because of what they put in their body.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yes. But I love John 5:19 is probably one of my favorite scriptures. And honestly, I feel like it's a key for life. If you are going to, you know, if you want to make God your source, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. You need to understand that there's nothing that you can do by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we have fancy institutions. You know, you're lucky if you can get the truth in institutions. And we know that anything other than the truth will sink, especially in this end times. Yeah. But so it says, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. So, but this actually puts responsibility on us that we have to learn to hear the Father.
Yeah.
We have to have eyes to see and ears to hear. And yes, that is a natural gift that we're given because we're spirit, soul, and body. So our spirit can hear and see. But God once said something very simple to me. Sin makes you stupid.
Wow.
If you give over because of the fear of man, they're telling you, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this. You know, you're getting older, so, you know, just go sleep with these people or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a bad plan. Sin will make you stupid. What does that mean? Yeah. You won't have eyes to see and ears to hear. Okay, so get the sin out, get the leaven out. You know, it's not about being this religious thing. It's about relationship. You know, I married my husband. He married me. We just can't just go do whatever if we're going to maintain relationship. And you have a relationship with your Heavenly Father.
That's good.
Yes.
You know, what you're saying, I was just sitting here because you have a government that's promoting sin. And sin has consequences.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Whether you haven't noticed it or not, you have a government that's in office that's promoting sin.
Okay, all right.
And no making how it we law to, in many cases.
Making it law, legalizing. Dressing it up. Oh, glory to God. We're not, and so when you promote sin, the Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is its reproach. Let me say, I love the fact that the people are, let me say this here. The Bible says that the people said, we want a king. I believe this last election, the people were like, you know, we want a king. Well, we want somebody. I won't even say what I want to say.
Say it.
A lot of people got bamboozled because of narratives. Because of narratives. We listen to the people of this world, the people in the United States, even a lot of people in the body of Christ. You listen to narratives and we got shamboozled. Oh, glory to God. And so now the government is trying to be your source. But you need to understand that you need to continue to make God your source. Let's take a look at Abraham. Let's take a look at Abraham in Genesis 14 and 19. Genesis 14 and 19, right quick. Let's go to the beginning, the book of Genesis. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. We know that God called Abram out. The Lord. Called him out. Oh, glory to God. And God promised to bless him. Hallelujah. And so here he was. He was in unknown places, but God was blessing him. Amen. God, you know, you say, well, no, you know, Pharaoh and such, there were people that know God allowed it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. God served their hearts to be a blessing. And so anyways, here's Abraham in verse 14, chapter 14, verse 19. And if, as a matter of fact, let's see. The Bible says when Abram heard about what was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. Born in his house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided, and the Bible lets us know that he divided this man. He smote these folks that had, you know, taken a bunch of people, a bunch of goods. Let's drop down to verse 17. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, something like that. And the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavet, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithe of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take. I'm just emphasizing that word, the goods to thyself. And Abram said unto the king of Sodom, I have lifted my hands unto the Lord, the Most High, the possessor of heavens and earth, that I will not take a thread even from a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Can I tell you something? When Abram gathered his army and went out and recovered that which was lost, he had a right to a percentage of the booty that was recovered and taken back. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But Abram had a right to the booty. But Abram would not even take anything. Now, one of the things that he said, he says, guess what? The men that went with me, they have a right to some of the stuff. But guess what? I am not going to allow you, oh, glory to God, to say that you have made me rich. Hallelujah. And so even in ministry, oh, glory to God, thank God for the kindness of your heart. Thank God for that which God stirs your heart to do, because when you do it, God is stirring your heart to do it. So God is still glorified. He's getting the glory, oh, glory to God. And he's my source, even if he's my source through you.
Yeah. And I think about Abraham. He was known for leaving his culture, for leaving everything that he knew, and cleaving to God and just being willing to go without knowing.
Yeah.
And he was willing to let go of his family and all the things that make us feel comfortable and even that give us our identity sometimes. We have to be able to put everything back on the table, even things sometimes that God gives us. God mm-hmm. gave Abraham a family. You know, but at some point he had to leave to follow the plan of God for his life. And a scripture that comes up to me is Luke 12:49 about what is God, you know, our church is a little bit confused. We've really set down our authority mm-hmm. and given it to people that are evil.
Right.
And evil has multiplied in our halls, in our churches, in our schools, mm-hmm. even in the medical system. But it says in Luke 12:49, Christ brings division.
Yeah.
It says, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Do you have the fire of God in your life? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. You know, God just said he's distressed yeah. there until the fire of the Holy Ghost is accomplished, yeah. until his will is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on the earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter. And it goes on. We're seeing this today more than ever. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a division about, you know, what we put in our bodies. We're seeing division about, you know, what is mm-hmm. okay for our children to be exposed to.
Right.
You know, we have to, in order to make God our source, we have to choose, like yeah. my husband said. There has to be a choice. And God did not come
yeah.
for us to have false peace. What is false peace? Real peace is peace that is in alignment with the
That's
word
good.
Of God.
That's
and
good.
You can have a false peace based on your culture.
Yeah.
You know, your culture can yeah. say, I agree with God's word, but not this part of it, because this, you know, we don't like this part.
Yeah.
You can't do that to have God's, all yeah. of his provision in your life. You have to make a choice, and we have to be willing
yeah.
to leave all, like Abraham did, and to say, God, I trust you, and I'm going to learn to hear you, and I'm going to follow you. You know, this is yeah. a time that it's dangerous not to know the voice of God.
Yeah.
So get in his word, get to a church, worship him and learn to hear him so that he can lead you by his
yeah,
spirit.
Yes. You know, when we go against the grain, sometimes we look strange because we're going against grains and agendas and stuff like this, because we're taking a stand for what we believe in. Oh, glory to God. And so sometimes you got to take a stand. But go ahead, man. I want you to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, just like what you two were just saying, you know, the world has no problem telling you what they believe and what they're for. But for some reason, that spirit of fear always tells the body of Christ to keep its mouth shut. And we live in a time where the world gets loud, the church gets louder. You know, the division, you know, just like Jesus said in Matthew 10:24, he said, don't think that I came to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. And the sword is his word. The sword of the spirit is the word of God. And when you make that decision,
it's for fighting,
and it's not defense. A sword is not defensive. A sword is for offense. We're supposed to be occupying until he comes. We're supposed to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're supposed to go into all the world and command men everywhere to repent and make them disciples. The body of Christ has been defensive for too long. We've been backpedaling, and the difference between a peacekeeper and a peacemaker. The peace, see, there's a peace that comes because you kowtow and bow and kiss butt, but there's also a peace that comes when you slay your enemies.
Yeah, and a sword is sharp. It's sharp for a reason. It's
a
sword. Yeah, a sword is sharp. And so this whole idea that, you know, you need to get sharp in God. Are you, you know, too many people are sharp in, wrong music. football. Not that God, not that, you know, I've taught physical fitness for many years in, you know, in my life. So I believe that we should be a steward of our body. You know, if you believe that God has a call in your life, which he does, then you need to steward your body so that you can actually function that call. Mm-hmm. But we need to be sharp, and we don't need to be like this playing two sides of the fence. We need to understand whose we are, because our life is not our own.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to make a choice. It's time to make a choice. You know, the Bible talks about there was four lepers in the book of 2 Kings, four lepers in the book of 2 Kings. Let's go there real quick. 2 Kings chapter 7, that was sitting outside the gate of the city. One of the reasons why they were sitting outside of the gate of the city is because they had made man their source. You know, when you look at, you know, these four lepers, it's really like almost like a picture. Well, let me say this here. How many know that in the body of Christ, we're separated? Well, this leprosy causes you to be separated. It causes you to be separated. It causes them to be separated from other people. We're separated. Okay. All right. Leprosy causes the person's flesh to die. They're unconscious of things that they touch. Well, praise God. Just like that, we should be there's a lot of things I want to say, but I'll just say that sometimes the body of Christ, we're looking to man. You know, they used to throw scraps over the wall in that dispensation for the lepers. And now all of a sudden there's no scraps coming over the wall because the children of Israel were under siege. Come on, I believe it was the Syrians that were sieging them. And so no more scraps were coming over the wall, and they finally made a decision. Why sit we here till we die? How much time we got, man of God? 5 minutes. Why sit we here till we die? And so they were looking to man as their source. We make that mistake a lot of times, and now it's like the scraps, there's less scraps coming over the wall. And you're going to have to make a choice the same way that these lepers made a choice. Are we going to sit here and die? Because guess what? We see what's going on. We see that this government has got its mind set on votes. Oops, I shouldn't have said it. Got its mind set on, you know,
control.
They got his mindset on a whole lot of things, right? And so we see that what used to be, you know, the resources that was coming is not coming like they used to come. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to make up our mind to look to God to be our source. You know, one of the things I want to do, we got about 4 minutes left, is I want this power couple to give their information. Oh, glory to God. And then also I want to turn Prophet Celeste loose. There may be somebody that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and I want to pray, lead us in prayer.
Sure. Okay. Just to let you know, once again, my name is James Smith, my wife Celeste. If you need to contact us for ministry, for praise and worship, or to preach, teach, whatever, I'll give you our email address. It's called Global Awe Experience. It's kind of long. Sorry about that. First word, Global, GLOBAL. AWE, then experience, EXPERIENCE, Global Awe Experience at gmail.com. Our ministry is called All Global Ministries, and AWE stands for Ambassadors Worship Experience, because the body of Christ, we are ambassadors. We represent the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And so everywhere we go, we bring the kingdom, we bring the power of God, the glory of God with us. God has called us all to be ambassadors, to represent who we are. Yeah. So our email address is globalawexperience@gmail.com. Contact us and we'll get back with you.
We also have a Facebook page. It's AWE Global Ministries, and we are birthing a YouTube channel,
which is called AWE Global TV. We're going to start putting up videos on that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're in the process of that. We've kind of been going between Nashville, Tennessee, and Florida. So that's how you can find us.
All right, let's pray.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. We just thank you for this time. We thank you, Father, that there is a system, God, but that there is a greater kingdom, and that we choose to live, and we are from that kingdom. We thank you that we are not just here dependent on the world system and what man would say, but Father, that we have a kingdom from which to draw from. And so today we draw from that kingdom. We draw from that kingdom for our family, for our children. And we thank you, Father, that's the kingdom that we make our decisions by. And so today, if you have stepped outside of the kingdom of heaven and gone into the world system, but you want to come back into the kingdom of heaven, then your Father is waiting for you. Just like that story of the prodigal son, he is so ready to just put his garments on you and to be your source. He wants to be your source. So just pray with me. Father, I thank you for your son that you sent. And right now I receive Jesus. I believe that he is the only door, the only way to truth. And so today on this day, I receive Jesus into my heart, and I thank you that his blood washes away every sin. And so just tell him, I will follow you, Jesus. I choose to make you Lord of my life. And I will look to you like Jesus looked to the Father for every decision that I make. And give him your family. Give him your job. Give him everything. The way that Abraham gave him everything, give him everything, because you know what? He will so, if you just give, what you give him is such a small amount of what he's going to give to you. And if you ask, seek, and knock, you will find. You might have issues in your family that you don't know how to, you know, make those issues a healthy thing. You know, maybe your child is on drugs. Maybe your husband is out and not being faithful. God wants to make you whole. You know, Apostle Thomas talked about, you know, that he's our salvation, he's our peace, our joy. Salvation, there's a word for that, sozo. And that our salvation includes everything, even our healing. And so, Father, we just pray for people that need healing today. We thank you that your Holy Spirit comes upon them, that the blood washes away any kind of dis-ease in their body. Go ahead, honey. I feel like you have something.
Father, thank you so much that your word is true. And Lord, right now, we just make this statement. If you're out there listening in Radio Land, say, Father, my life is yours, not my own. I give everything to you. Take my life and do what you will. And I will give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Well, love you. I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift, through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.